Scott McCann, who's going to be coming up and talking lights, camera, education using public television for health promotion.
Wow. Exciting to see so many people here on the last day with the parade and all. Thank you. Is anybody doing public TV on a regular basis, have a show or no? It's an underutilized resource. Public and education government stations are hungry for material, and they'll show pretty much whatever you send them. And you can reach tens of thousands of people pretty easily at a low cost this way. So I was on somebody else's local public access show, and I thought, gee, we could do this. I had done a radio show before when I was at Planned Parenthood, and I thought, this is easy. So anyway, I worked, one essential thing, oh wait, I have to say hi, I have no disclosures, just my relationship with the ocean there. We realized that there was a lot of potential. We wanted to reach Spanish speakers because in Santa Barbara County there's a big monolingual Spanish speaking population, and that this was a relatively low cost, easy way to do it. Just in case you don't believe that television has an impact on behavior, not that we've achieved ER status yet, but we're working on it. And when Magic Johnson revealed his HIV status on television the next day, just like when ER talked about emergency contraception, tens of thousands of people went and got these products or testing and whatever was needed. So clearly it increases knowledge, conversations among people, and actually accessing resources. So PEG is the term you might have heard. It's public education and government channels. They're all kind of in that public domain. And we actually run our show on all three of those. So our shows are on multiple stations every week. They're shown 2 to 5 times per week on multiple stations. You can model health behaviors, which we try to do, obviously give information and motivate viewers to act. I think that's really key, and I'll talk about some ways we do that. We've done 20 bilingual shows, so 40 total shows so far. Una Vida Saludable is the Spanish name, and Healthy for Life is the English name we chose. We tried to pick topics that were relevant to the community and that we had some expertise in, or knew people who did. So we've done HIV, tobacco. You can read it. I'll tell you the most popular shows so far were Alzheimer's and we've had several, but what was the other big one? It's actually our cooking segments are the other thing, because we realized I started watching Oprah and these other talk shows that to see what do they do to try to engage people, and they have segments that are short and interesting. People love to watch cooking. I don't know, you know, I do, and apparently our viewers do. And then we created a physical activity segment where we model physical activity. My family has been in every aspect of the show. We shoot the kitchen, the cooking segments in our kitchen. Those we started using kids in the cooking segments, which is a nice plus. Man on the street interviews are a way to engage people. Games, prizes, giveaways are all sort of the elements. We're spending about $1,000, and you may know with public stations, you can come in and produce your show for free if you have your own crew. But we didn't have enough staff to devote to this, so we just paid the public station to do the filming. They have a studio, and people can do video editing and so on. So for $1,000 for two shows, really, Spanish and English, we're reaching about 30,000 to 40,000 people per show. And they're all on our website, too, and we've had, I'll show you, a number of hits on the website, and we're about to get them on YouTube as the next step. As I said, in a month, they run 15, 30 times each show. They're on our website. We still get about 300. It's going up all the time, hits per year on those. One of our big giveaways, very popular item, is a cookbook that's it's bilingual. It's very accessible. It's healthy meals. It's put out by the Network for Healthy California Nutrition Promotion Program. And people will do anything to get a free cookbook, apparently even watch our show. So we've given away over 200 now free cookbooks. We just mail. People call or email, and we send them out. We've had at least 50 phone calls now, people either asking questions or wanting more information. How do I contact the folks you have? We have a lot of guest speakers who have expertise, for example, from the Alzheimer's Association. We haven't done any formal evaluation, but we've get a lot of these phone calls, and when somebody calls, I start asking them questions like, what did you like? What would you change? And these are some of the general types of comments, that they learned something, they found out about a service they didn't know was available. They want the cookbooks, and they've actually used them. One man called and said, my wife is forcing me to call you to get this cookbook because she thinks I need to lose weight. So we sent him one. And the emotional impact, we had a woman, a local speaker who's HIV positive, and it was so emotional and powerful, I can't emphasize that. We had a woman speak about her husband's experience with Alzheimer's and her experience taking care of him, a Latino couple. And we had dozens and dozens of calls just on the Alzheimer's show, actually. Our demographic, because the times that it's shown and the nature of the show is middle and older adults, middle-aged and older adults. I didn't put it on here, but people come up to us in public, go, I saw you on TV. And it's like, oh, God, you know. But actually, it's a good opportunity to ask them about the show. An unexpected spinoff was health providers and social service providers have asked for copies of the show on DVD to use with their client populations or staff. And just recently we gave 50 of the diabetes show, we did a two-part diabetes show in Spanish and English, and to their the local health, one of the big local health providers, and they're giving them to their patients with diabetes because it goes through step-by-step what to eat, what not to eat, and so on. How to manage your diabetes. So we didn't expect that. There are lending libraries at the public the public schools, migrant ed program that ask for copies of the shows and are loaning them out to people. And then we our waiting rooms and our public health clinics are using the shows as well. I just wanted to share this quote. I cried while watching your HIV show. The woman with HIV is so brave. Your show's vital service to the community. Keep up the good work. Typical type of comment, especially when we have a speaker like that. To get started, find out what's available. At most larger cities, Santa Barbara is not particularly large, but we have public access and education and our government channel, and talk to them about what are their policies and procedures. Generally, can't promote items that you sell and so on, but if there's no profit involved, you can pretty much do what you want. Ask a lot of questions. Do they have, well, I'll come to this in a little more detailed questions, but plan out what you want. I have to give credit to Fidel Villanueva, who's the Spanish show producer. We don't just translate the shows, if you know about working with Latino or Mexican culture in particular. You have to make it culturally relevant, not just translate it into Spanish. So Fidel, who's from Mexico and has been a health educator with us for many years, tweaks the show to fit and says, oh, that won't work. So I write out a draft script, and then he changes it and makes it better. So he couldn't be here today, but he's an integral part of the show. If you're doing the show yourself, using your own crew, you have to go through training and have staff available. You make a production schedule. We've cut back a little bit. We were doing 10 or really 20 shows a year. Now we're doing about 12, the six bilingual shows. Just because of time, probably spend 10 to 20 hours planning and then shooting the shows in the studio. Find out if they have a studio. Some places do and some don't. And then go for it. This is our, we've shot one of our recent shows about our public health department programs because people think public health, they don't know what it is. So we told them that we have clinics and so on. So find out, do they have a studio, a mobile crew, what kind of production facilities? Some places just, our government channel only has a mobile crew with a camera, and so we went with the public access because they had a studio and so on. Are there any restrictions? I mentioned one. Training requirements, what are the costs? We negotiated. They wanted more like $4,000 per show, and we negotiated. So, again, they're hungry for material. They want to do community service, in my experience. So. You can negotiate generally. Generally, you own the show content and can do what you want with it afterward. And you can also use existing material. We've done that. We've used some of the Network for Healthy California existing videos. We've shown PSAs that are available through government sources and elsewhere. And so it doesn't have to be original programming every minute. Planning the show, figure out what your goals are. I think it's awareness of services, referral for those services, motivating people, and then modeling the health behaviors you want. tailoring to culture. I've talked about a little bit age group, language. I think you guys know this. Make it visually interesting. We have music. We have a lot of video and still images that we incorporate. Fast paced is hard because the easy thing to do is do the talking head thing and and then you lose people, I think. So we try not to talk for more than 10 minutes at a time. The show's only a half an hour, and we have a cooking segment that's about 5 or 10 minutes, and we have activity segments too. Oh, I have to hurry because I want to show you part of the show. Let's see, useful information, multiple stations. Yeah, I think I covered most of that. Elements to tell a story. Friendly, likable hosts. The woman we have male-female teams co-host the shows, and we're all friendly and likable, I think. Try to be. I've talked to the person on the street. Interviews. Let me see if there's anything else. Giveaways. Go for the gut. Humor and emotional appeal, I think, is really important. So